Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. We give God praise on tonight. This is God's day that he has allowed you and I to partake of, and we give God praise. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is still our strength on tonight. We thank God for you, those of you that called Amen. Because where two or more gathered, the word decrees and declares that Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit, will be in our midst. We thank God, amen, as we come into agreement on these Tuesday nights, that our prayers are being heard and our prayers are being answered in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for every one of you tonight and those that will continue to call in as we go throughout this evening. Jesus asked his disciples in his most crucial time as he was in the earth realm, when he was about to die for the sins of mankind, could you not pray for me for 1 hour? And they kept falling asleep, and they were weary, they were tired. And glory be to God, he said to them unequivocally, without doubt, pray that you enter not into temptation. So we got to continue to pray. We see the direction of the culture, the way of the world. So these Tuesday nights are meaningful to me, and I know they're meaningful to you. So we thank God for the power of prayer. Let's go right into the word of Almighty God, and we're going to pray. Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 1. Lord, has just placed a few thoughts on my heart and in my spirit that I would like to share as the outset of prayer tonight. There's nothing like the word of Almighty God. He said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will remain forever. And the psalm, he said, I sent my word that they might be healed and to save them from their destruction. So we thank God for the word of Almighty God on tonight. As we look at Ephesians chapter number 1, verse number 1 very quickly, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Jesus Christ. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Thank you, Jesus. According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Look at verse number 15. Go down to verse number 15. Paul continues to write, and he says this, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the people, all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you in making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope and his calling, and what the riches of his glory, of his inheritance is for the saints, and what is that exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. Thank you, Lord. According to the working his mighty power. I just want to share a few thoughts, and we're going to pray. But you are already blessed. If you haven't been told that lately, let me remind you tonight, let me speak to myself tonight, that we are already blessed. The world will have you and I to believe that we're blessed because of how much money we have, how many worldly possessions we have, where we live, where we work, how educated we are, how well off we are in the natural. But the word just declared that Jesus, through God the Father, has already blessed us in heavenly places. And through the power of prayer is how you and I get it downloaded into the earth realm and into our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, the Lord's Prayer. And through prayer, we begin to get access and to begin to activate things into our life as they go from one realm into another realm, from the invisible realm into the natural realm. So we are already blessed. If you read chapter 2, he says we are seated in heavenly places with Christ. So you are way above your troubles. You are way above your problems. You are way above that situation that you wish you was not in right now. So I just wanted to share that at the outset. You are already blessed. Read Matthew chapter number 5 when he began the Sermon on the Mount with the Beatitudes, and he says, blessed are you when, and he goes down the list of how we are blessed. But he says this, that you and I are chosen before the foundation of the world. Many are called, few are chosen. If he chose you, you are a leader. There are many followers in our world, but something, hallelujah, God has put on the inside of you, just like he chose the initial 12 disciples. He said he has chosen you and I as well to lead. So we thank God that he has given us the capacity, the ability, the skill set to do the impossible. But I want to get into these four points very quickly, and we're going to pray. He said, I need you to have the spirit of wisdom. I'm praying. He founded the Church of Ephesus, and there's only 6 chapters in the book of Ephesus and Ephesians. And if you go to the last 3 chapters, it pretty much talks about the practical application of the Word of God, how we can live this new life in Christ that we have found. This was a new church, and he gave them instruction on how to live the Christian walk in the last part of this book. Then he talks about salvation through the grace of Almighty God. But here he says, I'm praying. I'm not ceasing to pray for you because I heard of your love for God's people, but I need you to have the spirit of wisdom. God is going to give someone wisdom tonight to see your way out of that situation. Wisdom to navigate and wisdom to accumulate, wisdom to gain. Wherever you are in life, God will give you the wisdom to work. Yes, we're intelligent. Yes, we're smart. But we need wisdom to put it into motion, to make it work on our behalf. So Paul is praying that they get the spirit of wisdom. Number 2, he says, God, I need God to reveal himself to you so you can have the knowledge of him. There's so many believers, Christians, that do not know the God that they serve. When we read the Word of God, we learn about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see his character. We see his motives. We see his awesome power that even works through us today. This is why we pray for God to remove our natural way of thinking and to reveal himself to us so that we can become fearless and powerful in the name of Jesus. Number 3, and we're going to pray. He says, I need your understanding to be enlightened, the eyes of your understanding to be opened. King Solomon, the son of David, said, in all of our getting, as we get stuff, as we get blessed, as we achieve and accomplish, he says, in all your getting, get understanding. Ask God for understanding why that relationship ended, why you are where you are in life. Why are certain things happening in this season in your life? In all of your getting, God will give you understanding and a perspective of where you are. Hallelujah. And it says, according to his calling upon you. We all believe that we have a call on our lives, many of us, but there's something that God expects from each and every one of us. And finally, here it is, and we're going to pray. He says, the exceeding power Glory be to God. Eshele Okaba. For those of us who believe, he has allowed his power to come to us and into us. So as you believe, you receive his power. That's why the word says, let the weak say, I am strong. I don't know who that's for tonight. Let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, I am rich because of what the Lord has done for us. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the word tonight. Thank you in the name of Jesus that we are praying one for another. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise for the spirit of wisdom. We thank you for revelation knowledge from God the Father that shows us who he is in the earth realm and in creation. We thank you in the name of Jesus that you will continue to mold and shape us and build us, that we can get understanding in the name of Almighty Jesus of what you expect from us, what you desire of us, and how we can get it done in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for every listener tonight that you said, because we are believers, there's a power that the human eye can't see. There's a power that we operate from in the name of Jesus that can destroy every evil force. There's a power on your people tonight to break that curse off of their family, to remove every ungodly cycle that have been plaguing their lives, to tear down in the name of Jesus every stronghold and every familiar spirit that tries to keep us in bondage. So I pray for your people tonight. I pray for my wife and my family, my children and my grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. I pray for every father on the line tonight, every mother on the line tonight, every grandparent, in the name of Jesus, the matriarch and patriarch of that family. Hallelujah. It takes a village, glory be to God, to raise a child. So, Lord, we thank you in the name of Almighty God that we are the body of Christ. We are the family of believers. And, Lord, we are on this prayer line on one accord with one mind and one spirit in the name of Jesus coming before a holy God. That's why we repent of sins known and unknown tonight in the name of Jesus. Your word says all have fallen short of the glory of God, of God. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory. I feel God tonight, of the glory of Almighty God. And God, sometimes we lose our temper. Sometimes we miss the mark. Sometimes, God, those four-letter words came out even though we wanted them to stop. But God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you, glory be to God, as we repent tonight, as we turn, as we say, Lord, we're sorry, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your grace. Thank you that you're the God of a second chance. Thank you in the name of Jesus. Yes, you're a God of judgment, but you're also a God of grace. And Lord, we are pulling and we are calling because your word says that everyone that calls upon the name of the Lord, help us tonight, shall be saved in the name of Jesus. So we're calling on that name and we're pleading the blood of Jesus over every family, over every situation tonight. Lord, cover our children. Lord, fix our marriages. Lord, give us a way in the name of Jesus to provide and to, in the name of Jesus, to make it, hallelujah, happen for our families and our businesses and those, Lord, in the name of Jesus, our children who want to go and further their education. God, open doors that no man can shut in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, you said, be not weary in well-doing, and we'll reap a harvest if we faint not. But God, I'm sensing tonight that many of us have been battling. Many of us have been surviving. Many of us have been struggling. Some of us, in the name of Jesus, Lord, are getting weak and weary. And right now, I pray they strengthen the Lord. I pray and bind up that spirit of discouragement, that spirit of frustration, that spirit of disillusionment in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. Right now, allow them to put on the helmet of salvation. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, you said if our minds be stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. Oh, glory be to God. So, Lord, I thank you for the peace in our families. I pray peace being in every home on tonight. We bind up the spirit of confusion, the spirit of chaos, the spirit of dysfunction in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, right now, we speak power to every situation. We pull down on the promise of Almighty God on tonight. Your word says no weapon formed against your sons and your daughters will prosper. And every person with a mouth, every person trying to curse the children of God, every hater and every enemy that wish, glory be to God, harm to the saints of Almighty God, you said it will not prevail. So, God, right now we're washing ourselves with the word on tonight. You said pray for one another that we might be healed. You said in your word, Lord, confess your faults to one another in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. That's what we're doing tonight. We're praying, God. It takes a spirit of humility to come to a prayer line. So I thank you, Lord, that we are humbled tonight by your presence. And, Lord, we feel the power of God on this prayer line. Because somebody going through. Somebody is in a storm right now. Somebody need an answer, God, and need a remedy. But this is the confidence, and we're going to pray, that we have in you. In 1 John, it says, if we ask anything according to your will, God, we know that you hear us. And if you hear us, we know we have what we ask of you. So that person with sickness in their body, receive it right now by the blood of Jesus. Receive it by faith that you're already healed. I felt God right there. When I was battling cancer, I had a 12.6 centimeter tumor in my body, and it was malignant. And I decreed and declared over my body that I was healed. Before the surgery, before radiation, before treatment, I decreed and declared that I was healed. Because he says, come on, people of God, let's agree tonight. Isaiah chapter 53, he was wounded for my transgressions. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And if you have sickness in your body tonight, receive it by faith that you are already healed. Stage 2 cancer, almost a 13 centimeter tumor in my body that was malignant. And I'm here to testify. Oh, I'm here to give God glory tonight that I'm still in the land of the living. Healer. I don't know who that's for, but receive it by faith. It might not be cancer. High blood pressure, we speak to it and we cancel it. Migraine headaches, we speak to it and we cancel it. Sugar diabetes, we speak to it and we cancel it. Arthritis, we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Kidney malfunction, liver and lung dysfunction, heart disease, in the name of Jesus, we bind that spirit up. Nerves and muscles disorder, back problems, in the name of Jesus. Joints hurting, in the name of Jesus, we bind spirit up. We bind sickness up. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as we open up the phone lines, we're believing you tonight for healing, not just against sickness, but any other ailment, in the name of Jesus. People of God, say amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. If you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air tonight. Hallelujah. I am solo tonight. This is Pastor Anthony Simmons. The New Creation Christian Ministries Church family is here. My wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, is with our daughter, Hakita, and our granddaughter, Nairobi. She has a concert at her school tonight. And family is very important to us. And family should be very important to you, parent and grandparent. It means the world to our children and our grandchildren when we go to their concerts and their sporting events. Whatever they're doing, when they look out in the audience and they see their parent and their grandparent, I mean, they feel on top of the world. So my wife is over at our granddaughter's school watching her play the harp. Glory be to God. Play the harp. Remember David played the harp? Hallelujah. David played the harp, and evil spirits had to leave. And our granddaughter Nairobi plays the harp. Glory be to God. And my wife is right now watching her in concert. So Pastor Rebecca is here in spirit in the name of Jesus. And we thank God, amen, in her absence that we're going to keep on moving on. To God be the glory. So if you press 1 on your phone, we will put you on the air and we will pray with you and for you tonight. We just simply agree. That's all we do. We don't have any magic potions or anything special. But the word says they went out 2 by 2. The word says where we touch and agree. The word says 2 are better than 1. So you're not going through anything by yourself. We are a family of believers. Let's take this first caller on tonight. We see some hands raised already, and we're going to put you on the air tonight. To God be the glory. This is coming from area code 908 in the number 9. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony. This is Cece, and I'm calling in asking for prayer for peace and prosperity.
Well, to God be the glory. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. It is the will of God for you to have that in your life in the name of Jesus. And we know, glory be to God, as we read tonight, you are already blessed. And through prayer, we just want to agree with you that God would get it to you in the natural from the supernatural realm. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your daughter Cece tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, right now we speak hallelujah and we say, Lord, have your way. I thank you for the peace of the Lord being her portion on tonight. Jesus, you said this world will give us tribulation, but be of good cheer. You have overcome the world. And right now we pray for your daughter in Zion. We pray that peace be in her family. We pray that the peace of God be in her mind. We pray and we bind up anything, Lord, that is not of you. And we say, Lord, have your way. Silence every voice, God, that is against her. Silence in the name of Jesus. Even any thoughts, God, planted from the enemy in her mindset, any evil thoughts or any evil, Father God, intentions of the devil trying to speak to her mind, we touch and agree and we silence it right now because your word said that she can take every thought captive and make it obedient to the things of God. So, Lord, we pray right now that she will not worry. She will not be stressed out. She will not have anxiety. But, God, you said you give her peace. in the middle of every circumstance. You said in your word that you would give her peace in the middle of problems. And right now we agree with her that peace is in her family, that peace is in her mind, that the peace of God is in her possession on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we decree and declare that abundance, hallelujah, I saw God right there, abundance in the name of Jesus. You said you have given her the ability to acquire and get wealth. So, God, I thank you for her talents, her skills, her ability, her gifts that would give her wealth in the, oh, I felt God right there, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, she's praying for you to open a door. Hallelujah. Because your word says we can be fruitful and we can multiply. We can take dominion. And right now we speak power. Hallelujah. We speak power to her situation right now. And Lord, hallelujah, we just touch and agree that abundance will be her portion, that the abundance of rain will rain down in her life, that she will increase even in her income on this year, that her ladder will be greater in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, right now that you would do exceeding abundantly above all that she could think, ask, or imagine. So, God, show her the door. Show her the opportunity that you already made available. Show her the streams of wealth. Hallelujah, I felt God. The streams of wealth that you have already ordained for her life. So, God, we agree and touch with this woman of God tonight that the prosperity, not just money, prosperity we understand is more than money. It's happiness, it's health, it's well-being, it's wholeness. You wish above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So, God, in every facet of life, bless Cece with good health, much wealth, even as her soul prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory.
Amen.
You're so welcome. It's a good season for you. I don't know what God
amen.
Is up to, but it's something wonderful in your life because
I believe.
Maybe you see it in the natural, but there may be a resistance in so many different areas, but that simply means the blessing on the other side of that opposition. Every time there's opportunity, there's opposition.
Yes. Yes.
So when you move forward, when you move past that resistance and that opposition, there's a wonderful blessing on the other side of that. So you just keep moving forward by faith. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. We thank God for her tonight. She is a blessing to our church, to me and Pastor Rebecca. We thank God for Cece and her daughters and her grandchildren in the name of Jesus. She is such a blessing to us in the mighty name of Jesus. We have another caller tonight, and this is another area code 908, ending in the number 1 this time. God bless you this evening.
God bless you. Amen. I'm just calling, requesting prayer for my personal situation.
Well, to God be the glory. Amen. We're going to lift it up before the Lord. Can I have your name, please?
First name, Diamond.
Diane?
Diamond.
Diamond. To God
yes,
be the glory.
Diamond
Father,
like the
we pray right now. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was talking over you. What was that?
Sorry about that. No, I was just letting you know that it was diamond like the shape, diamond like the ring.
Oh, well, to God be the glory. We got that clear now. To God be the glory. Let us pray, Diamond, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you even as we made clarity in the name. God, right now, I believe that you are moving every cloudy situation, everything in the name of Jesus that tried to, hallelujah, send confusing signals to her. I thank you in the name of Jesus, even as we read tonight, the spirit of wisdom will be hers. The enlightenment of her understanding will be hers tonight. The knowledge that you ordained in your word will be her portion on tonight. And the power of God will continue to operate in her life in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I don't know the details, but you know the details of what she's standing in the need of. And right now, God, we touch and agree with her. Hallelujah. That you would make a way where there is no way. That you would continue to make the crooked places straight in her life. God, hallelujah. Influence those that need to be influenced. Your word says you turn the heart of the king. And God, if it's housing, if it's career, if it's money, if it's health, if it's influence, if it's favor, God, make a way as only you can. So right now, we're calling upon your angelic hosts to watch over her and her family. We're calling upon your guardian angels, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to keep her in all of her ways, that no weapon formed against her will prosper, that, God, you have already put a hedge of protection around her life. Yes, there may be an adversary. Yes, there may be someone that don't like her and wish her harm, but your word already declared that there's a supernatural protection. Hallelujah. Over this woman of God. And Lord, I thank you that her eye have not seen, her ear has not even heard, it has not even entered her heart, the blessing that you have laid up for her in the name of Jesus. So Lord, let her heart not be troubled. Let her heart not be troubled tonight. Your word says many, many, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver her out of every situation. And God, we plead the blood of Jesus over her family. We plead the blood of Jesus over her career. We plead the blood of Jesus over everything pertaining to her livelihood. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus. And right now, you said what we bind on this earth, it will be bound in heaven. And I bind up every demonic force. I bind up every trap that the enemy has tried to set. I bind up even the spirit of the past, trying to remind her of something that she's trying to forget and move past. We bind that thing up in the name of Jesus. The past is in the past. Every mistake, every error, every bad decision, God said he's going to make it for your good. Oh.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Amen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I pray you receive that in the name of Jesus. He just showed me Romans 8:28 working on your behalf. All things will work together for the good of those who love God. So maybe it may try to be negative in your mind, but go ahead and make that thing positive because it's going to work for your good.
Amen.
It's
going to
work
Thank
for
you
your
so
good.
Much.
Every mistake, God will make it a blessing. Every bad choice and every bad decision, God's going to allow you to learn from it and to grow from it in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for diamond. And that's just like a diamond, isn't it? With all the dirt over it, with all just deep down in the earth. And then once it's polished, once it's fined, once it's shined up, then it shines bright like a diamond. And God is saying that to you tonight. All this stuff that tried to cover you, I'm just going to use it. And by the time I bring you out and show you off, you're about to shine like a diamond. Do you
Amen.
Receive it?
Thank you. I receive
Amen.
It.
Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To God
thank
be the
you.
Glory. We thank God for you tonight. You are so welcome in the name of Jesus. We thank God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory on tonight. Y'all pray for Pastor on tonight. I'm so used to my wife being with me. I'm so used to Pastor Rebecca being along my side and by my side. But that's why the Bible says the two shall become one flesh. So even in her absence, she said, baby, you can do it. Honey, you can hold it down. And we are here praying. We are here believing God and touching and agreeing together in the name of Jesus. Knowing her, she's probably listening to us tonight in the name of Jesus. She just can't talk. So we thank God. Hallelujah for her on tonight. But if there's another prayer request, we don't see any more hands raised. If you press 1 on your phone, we will touch and agree and pray with you tonight. Maybe there's a praise report. Maybe there's a praise report tonight of the goodness of God. And I tell you, we have a full switchboard on tonight. And sometimes your testimony, your story, your victory is for somebody else, not just for you. And if you got a testimony of God's goodness tonight, if you want to share how God is blessing you in this season, amen, because we all are not struggling, we all are not fighting, we all are not simply surviving. And sometimes that's why, as we read, we see another hand raised, but as we read Ephesians chapter number 1, he said, I'm not going to cease praying for you because I heard of your faith, but don't miss this part. He said, and your love for people, your love for the saints, your love for the body of Christ. And sometimes we're busy battling and fighting and struggling and surviving. We're not loving. And as Christians, we're called to love. If you keep reading around that 5th chapter, he talks about walking in love with other believers, walking in the love of God. So maybe you got a testimony tonight of God's goodness that you want to share on this prayer line tonight. It's a prayer line, but it can be a praise line too. Because I tell you, I can testify of God's goodness. Glory be to God. And I know he's been good, not just to me, but to so many people on this line tonight. We see this hand raised, and we're going to put this caller on the air tonight. Let's open up this phone line. And this is coming from the area code of 678. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, Pastor Anthony. I'm glad to be on this prayer line tonight. I don't have a praise song, but I do have a testimony. A couple of them, matter of fact. And I give thanks to God. I give him thanks every single day. About 3 years ago, I was going through some rough times, and I was going through a divorce and stuff. And I always pray to God that he placed a God-fearing man in my path. And, you know, like they say, you know, you ask, make sure you ask for the right thing. So I felt that I was asking for the right thing. Well, he has placed that special someone in my path after all these years. And I just want to give thanks to God for that, because not only did I meet this God-fearing man, but I've even gotten closer to God, because now I have my prayer line, I have my Bible study, I have my church, and I have a man that is a God-fearing man. And so God has blessed me with so much and has given me, it's almost like he's opened my eyes to so many blessings and so many windows, you know, and I just thank God for that. He's God has made my heart happy. He has returned, you know, my happiness back when I was feeling so down and out. Not that I gave up on God but I did have faith, and I knew that it was going to happen, but it was going to happen at his time. And that's exactly, and I wasn't rushing either. And so when it happened, I just knew it right away. And I just want to give thanks to God for that, because I know that he loves us. I know that he loves me, and I know that he won't give me anything less. And I just love him. I'm just so thankful to him. And then another one of my testimonies is that for a couple of weeks we've been praying for my friend. His name is Jerome. You know, he's been going through some rough waters, but I could see him coming out of it. And I could also see, he was praying, and I was praying for him for a truck, and he finally got it. Now, this has been a couple of months ago that Pastor Rebecca prayed for it, and he got on the line. And she, you know, she prophesied to him, and he finally got the truck he got that he wanted. So God is good. You just have to wait, be patient, because he will give you your heart's desire if you just hope and pray and have faith. So I just want you to pray whatever, you know, the Lord leads you. And everyone on the prayer line, blessings to all, and especially to Cece and her granddaughter that was born. I don't know who she is, but I pray for that baby too. So I know that, you know, things will be okay because God's got it. And thank you,
well,
Pastor
God,
Anthony.
Yes, yes, to God be the glory. And that was a praise report. We thank God. Amen. That was truly a praise report of the goodness of God. And, you know, the word declares, it's amazing. We're going to pray for you and Brother Jerome, but the word declares for us to be not unequally yoked. And we don't understand how important that is when it comes to godly relationships. Because it says, how could two walk together unless they agree? Amos 3:3. And this is, you know, as you said, you prayed for a godly man. God sent you a godly man in due season. Because you said it was some time had elapsed. And
yes.
Now you have a closer walk with God. God says, draw
yes.
near to me, I'll draw near to you. And Bible study, prayer, and you like you said, you're just drawing near to your God, and you feel during
yes.
this season, God has answered your prayers. That's for somebody tonight, because maybe you got some women or some men looking for a godly mate. And our prayers through your testimony will not go unanswered. To God
yes.
be the glory.
To God be the glory.
And,
yes.
and you know, you said you was divorced. I was divorced. This is my second and final marriage. And it's been for Pastor Rebecca and myself, 22 years now, for both of us, a second marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So God is a God of second chances. And we're going to pray for Brother Jerome.
This will be his second, too, because he was divorced, too, and was married the same amount of years that I was married. So we see a lot of things eye to eye, and it's just a peace that I can't even explain it. You know, it's just peace, you know. It's like we're on the same level. So I give thanks to God for that.
Well, amen, amen. And it, like you said, it's a wonderful thing. And, you know, God is behind it all, because there are a lot of people out here, a lot of dating sites, a lot of ways we meet people, and sometimes it's just not the right fit, whether it's a blind date or introduction, but we thank God that you found somebody that's compatible, and let us pray, because I believe there are more things coming than just a truck, being blessed with a truck, but there are many blessings for my brother Jerome, amen. That's just a start of God's blessing, that he blessed him with a truck for him to, amen, maintain and do the things that he needs to do. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for Sister Maria tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, that she has testified tonight, and prayerfully it has blessed someone tonight, that you're a God of second chances, maybe third and fourth chances for many of us, in the name of Jesus. So God, as she continues to build her relationship with Jerome, as they continue, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to move forward, hallelujah, toward the things of God. God bless, hallelujah, their relationship. Blessed in the name of Jesus, everything they put their hands to, may it prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for Sister Maria, God, even as she said, going through storms and going through hardship, and it has not been easy, but now she's in a wonderful season, God, that only you brought her into. Weeping may endure for a night, but sunshine and joy is coming in the morning. So, God, continue
Amen.
To bless them through this season in the name of Jesus. Continue to give them green pastures. Continue, hallelujah, to shower them down with abundance in the mighty name of Jesus. God, allow their lives to touch people where they are in the state of Georgia, or they too, as they go to and fro, God, let them evangelize, let them witness of the goodness of God. There's so many people, God, that are going through in their relationships. So I thank you, God, for the ones that are working. I thank you in the name of Jesus. We don't take it for granted when our relationships work. We don't take it for granted, God, that you're in the middle, hallelujah, where there's harmony.
Yes.
We don't
hallelujah.
Take it for granted, God, when there's peace in our relationships. So, God, continue to bless her and Jerome. And even as you have blessed him with a truck, now, God, hallelujah, I feel God right there. Transportation, yes. Transportation, hallelujah. I feel God, on this line tonight.
Yes.
There's so many things that a truck symbolizes in the name of Jesus. And right now, God, even as he has mobility, we see movement. We see progress. We see advancement in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, hallelujah, even as he travel in the natural, let him travel in the supernatural. As he draw near to you, God, take him into another dimension. Take him into another level in you, God. Show him, glory be to God, who he is in you, that when he pray, let him destroy yokes. When this man of God pray, let demons flee in the name of Jesus. Even as he covers Maria and those in his family in prayer, hallelujah. Let him be a man of God, glory be to God, tearing down strongholds, watching and praying over those who he loves and care about. In the name of Jesus, let him know that he has the authority of God in his mouth. Let him know that when he speaks, hallelujah, God hears in the mighty name of Jesus. Brother Jerome, if you're listening in the spirit, decree and declare a thing, and it shall be so in the mighty name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you for their relationship. We thank you for their future. We thank you that no weapon against them will prosper. We thank you, glory be to God, as they draw near to you, draw them near to one another in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you. I thank you for the Holy Ghost watching over them. I thank you for the angelic host keeping them. And I thank you for the blessings of the Lord being rich and adding no sorrow to this situation. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Well, we thank God for you.
I meant to tell you that this weekend we're going to Savannah, so I need a little prayer for traveling mercies, too.
We gotta cover that because the world we live in, anytime we travel, we need God to be with us. Lord, right now we speak traveling mercy as they go to Savannah, Georgia, in the name of Jesus. No incidents, no accidents. Watch over them right now. We thank you for safe travel too. And as they get back home safely, let it be found, Lord, as they left it in the name of Jesus. Even the angel and the God where they're leaving and where they're going to, you are the God. You are omnipresent. That means you are God everywhere at the same time. So, Lord, when they get to Savannah, you're going to be there waiting for them in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, let them have a time in the Lord. Whatever they're going there to do, Lord, let your peace and your prosperity and your power be with them as they travel, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, hallelujah, that your spirit will accompany them on this journey. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Anthony. And I miss Pastor Rebecca tonight, but God bless her too and all of your family.
Well, God, to God be the glory, and we're so happy for you, and we are
to God
elated.
Be all the glory. Yes.
To God be the glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We see another hand raised, and we're going to take this caller. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, to God be the glory. We thank God for every caller on tonight. This is another area code. I think we had that. Caller, have we had you before, 908?
Yes, hi, it's Deja.
Oh, to God be the glory. Hello, Deja. God bless you.
Thank you. I'm just
calling
to have prayer over
Zara.
Yes.
Amen, amen. We're going to lift that up before the Lord. Let us pray. Father, we thank you as we lift little Zara up before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we send your word right now over to Beth Israel Hospital. You said you sent your word that she might be healed. And we thank you right now, hallelujah, as she continues to grow and develop and to mature in the name of Jesus. We thank you that every need is met. We thank you that her little body is functioning, God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, we thank you for your grace that's upon her to develop her organs fully. to allow in the name of Jesus every bodily function to work according to your will. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord, that everything will work according to your will. And God, we say bless her from the head all the way to the little feet in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the nurses and the doctors. Thank you for those that are watching over her. We thank you for the angels that are right there in the room right now, present in the name of Jesus. God, be with this mom and this dad. Be with this family and bless and touch little Zara continually in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah for supernatural strength. We speak right now wellness. We speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak wholeness, God, and we thank you that we take authority, and we know, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that all is well. So, God, right now, do what only you can do. We thank you for the miracle. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the manifestation. We thank you in the name of Jesus for your blessing being upon this mother, being upon this father, and being upon little Zara in the name of Jesus. So, God, right now, we praise you and we give your name glory for watching over Zara and keeping her in Jesus' mighty name. Give Deja, Lord. Give her the comfort of the Lord. Give her peace in her mind. Let her know, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are sovereign, that all is well. Let her know in the name of Jesus, God, that when we pray, that you hear us. So, God, give her peace, give her power, give her prosperity, and allow her to rest. Allow her to rest in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray for Deja's strength. I pray for this mom. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would comfort her, that you would be with her, and that you would assure her that all is well in Jesus' name. And bless the Father, God. Encourage his heart. Strengthen him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So we cast down discouragement of any kind. We silence any other voice that is not of you, God. And we say, Lord, have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Well, Deja, to God be the glory. We thank you. We love you. And Pastor Rebecca and I, we're going to continue to pray for you and your little baby. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
You're so welcome. Such a sweet spirit. You keep that sweet spirit that you have, and the Lord is with you and your family.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. To God be the glory. We thank God. Amen. To God be the glory. I believe that is our last caller on tonight. Well, I made it to the 8:30 hour. Amen. And we're going to sign off momentarily, but Pastor Rebecca sends her love. I just want to thank you before we sign off tonight for everyone that made her book launch a total success on Sunday. Sister Carmen, Tracy in Tunisia, I didn't want to start calling names, but Yvette and Cece and Deja, so many people was there, Tika and all the New Creation Church family, Sister Dolores, and so many that helped make it a total success, Kayla, oh, glory be to God, Nairobi, so many that made it a total success. So Pastor Rebecca sends her love. Thank you. I thank you from the bottom of our heart. New Creation, we had a lot of guests on Sunday. People bought a lot of books. Even after the event, they went online and bought books. They bought books even on today. They're putting up praise reports about the book. They're writing reviews about the book. And I tell you, Man Problems is going to be real big, and I believe it's going to go around this world blessing people in a mighty way. So if you have not purchased Pastor Rebecca's book, encourage your heart and say, Pastor Rebecca, how do I get your book? Just contact her through Facebook or through our webpage, and she will tell you how to get the book And if you know somebody going through, it's not just about relationships. Trust me, it's a spiritual book. Don't let the title fool you, Man Problems. It's not just about relationships, but it's about so many things that we go through in life. Amen. I read the book, and I'm getting ready to put a review up about the book because it blessed me in the name of Jesus. So thank you all for making Sunday a total success in the name of Jesus. Mom, I see you out there. Mother Mae Thomas, I see so many of you out there. Sister Carmen, Sister Rita, Brother Jamal, so many of you out there. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for you, Sister Gail and Brother Jamal, and so many of you that continue on a weekly basis. Tanisha, Tracy, so many that call and hold the arms of your pastors up and come and touch and agree with us on Tuesday night, and we don't take it for granted. And we thank God that you press in every Tuesday night in the name of Jesus. So good night, everyone. Love you with the love of Jesus. And y'all make sure y'all tell Pastor Rebecca next Tuesday, Pastor Anthony did okay by himself. This was not easy. Trust me, I'm so used to my wife being here. But with you guys' help, we got it done. And we thank God for you tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to sign off. Amen. To God be the glory. But we're going to leave, hallelujah, to God with this song, A Heart That Forgives. Pastor Rebecca preached Sunday, and she talked about how we need to forgive. And it's such an important thing that we must do as believers. Sometimes forgiveness is not always easy, and forgiving people is not always easy, but it is necessary. So let this song bless you tonight. In the name of Jesus, forgive and free yourself. Hallelujah. Good night, everyone. Thank God for you.
I want a heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion, just like yours above, one that comes evil, goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can't offend because your word is thin. One that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ. One a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. One a love like you, be like you, just like you did. One a heart that forgives. And the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. I still want to love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgets when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about. Just like your son, I give up my right to hold it against them with hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want a love like and be like you, just like you did. I want to walk like and talk like, just like you did. Wanna be like you, live like you, just like you did. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live, totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go is a heart that will know so much freedom. need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back, and I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I need you. I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me. Lord, I let it go every person, every person that's ever hurt me. Gotta let it go. Every single heart, gotta let it go. Every single pain, gotta let it go. I let it go. I let it go. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. Lord, you. Have it now. I don't want it.